History of Tina Turner gets a fresh examination in the new HBO documentary, Tina. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the film, which debuts tonight, seems intended as the final word on a career that defines the notion of triumph over adversity.
For many years, Tina Turner's life story has stood as an inspirational tale, overcoming early poverty, a difficult childhood, and an abusive husband to become one of the most successful female artists in rock and roll. Ask me how I feel when things are going wrong. Ask me how I feel. Turner's life has inspired several books, an Oscar-nominated biopic, a Broadway musical, and now an HBO documentary. So it's surprising to hear Turner, now at age 81, say in HBO's film that she may be done speaking about her life in public after this movie rolls out.
Some people say the life that I lived and the performances that I gave, the appreciation is lasting with the people. Yeah, I should be proud of that. I am. But when do you stop being proud? I mean, when do you... How do you bow out slowly? Just go away.
Turner's husband, Irvin Bach, spoke more bluntly.
She said, I'm going to America. I'm going to say goodbye to my American fans. And I'll wrap it up. And I think this documentary here, this is it. It's a closure. A closure.
Hollywood A Go-Go presents Ike and Tina Turner.
Do you like good music?
HBO's Tina digs up loads of archival footage and film clips of Tina Turner in her performing prime, along with new interviews with everyone from Oprah Winfrey to the singer herself. Born Anna Mae Bullock in Tennessee, she caught Ike Turner's eye and joined the Rock and Roll Pioneers band in the 1950s, earning hits with songs like A Fool in Love and Proud Mary. But Ike Turner was also physically abusive. Tina Turner revealed details of the abuse after her divorce in a landmark 1981 interview with People magazine. HBO's film features audio of the singer's conversations with music editor Carl Arrington.
I went through basic torture.
Torture? You would call it torture?
I was living a life of death. I didn't exist.
Tina Turner thought the interview, along with detailed stories in her memoir, I, Tina, would stop people from asking her about the abuse. But the public was instead inspired by her example, especially after Angela Bassett brought her story to life in the Oscar-nominated film What's Love Got to Do with It? HBO's film shows that talking about those subjects is still difficult for Turner, who says it makes her relive her worst moments.
That scene comes back. You're dreaming. It's... The real picture is there. It's like a curse.
There's a lot in HBO's Tina that's new, even for those who think they know her story. Turner's difficult relationship with a mother who she felt never really liked her. That she initially hated the song which would become her biggest hit, What's Love Got to Do with It? And her feeling until she met Irvin Bach in 1986 that she would never find real love. HBO's Tina is in many ways a triumph, a compelling exploration of the history of one of rock's most important performers. And it's told in such incisive emotional detail that now, finally, perhaps she'll no longer be asked to relive it in future interviews. I'm Eric Deggans.